Hi, this is just a redo of the previous video, a little bit different, but I found out that the mic was messed up, so I wanted to fix that. I wanted to take just a couple minutes and talk about the importance of church and the local church and church membership. It seems like there's been a strong movement towards this idea of my generation recently where we can be Lone Ranger Christians, and it's kind of cool to not be a part of church. Or if you're a part of a church, you're just distant and come once in a while when it's convenient to you, or even maybe you just do it online over live stream. And I was watching a clip of a sermon on prayer by John Piper, and he used this illustration that we must, that there is a need for prayer, otherwise we die. That it's not like, thou shalt pray, you must, but rather the idea of a scuba diver must put on his breathing apparatus, or a skydiver must have a parachute on his back. I would say that believers must be a part of a local church. I live in an area, and my church is in an area where less than 2 in 100 people would profess to be Christians or followers of Christ, and less than that amount would attend a solid gospel preaching church regularly each Sunday. And we all live in a culture where sin is praised and shoved down our throats. And we think maybe it's being part of a church is legalistic or too much time or too costly or too radical. But brothers and sisters, the church is described in the scriptures as the bride of Christ, as the body of Christ, as the building which is built upon Christ, the cornerstone. And to say that we love Christ but not his church, as it's displayed through local churches, would be like saying you like me and appreciate me but don't love my wife or my kids. It's a package deal. If you want a relationship with me, you recognize you're going to have a friendship and a relationship with my kids and my wife. And Christ takes very seriously his church. He died to save sinners so that they would be saved and brought into his church as his bride. And the church is the place where we can be shepherded, where we can edify one another and grow together, where Galatians 6 points out that we can confront one another in love when we're caught in sin or trespass. It is vitally important that we, in a troubled and sinful world, surround ourselves with followers of Christ or brothers and sisters as we pursue Christ. So I do want to transition to church membership just a tad, formal church membership. Of course, it might look different in different churches, and of course, across the world, it's going to look greatly different. A church in China is not going to obviously have the type of formal membership that we might have here where there is no persecution. But if you read Acts, it's very obvious that there is an idea of who is in and who is not. In Acts 2, when Pentecost happens, those who believed and were baptized were then added, and they knew 3,000 people. Later on in Acts 6, the apostles tell the people to select from themselves men to be put forward as deacons to help with the distribution of food. And of course, there was a vote. And how can you vote unless you know who is part of the church to vote? Another strong point, I think, for church membership is church discipline. How can you vote somebody out if they're not formally in? Those churches who don't have guidelines, or you might think it's not important to have guidelines of who is or who is not, well, or have a specific time where you join, when is the line crossed? Am I responsible for somebody after they come to church on 2 Sundays? Are they now a member? Or what about 3 Sundays or 4 Sundays or 5 Sundays? And they come 5 Sundays and then they drop off. Are we to then go and pursue them and say, no, you're a member of our church? I would say it really creates quite a sticky mess. So I am a strong proponent of encouraging people to have a formal church membership to know who is in and who is out. If you want a good resource on that, Nine Marks Ministries. I have quite a few of their books just right up there. Look at that. But my encouragement in closing is this. If you're not part of a good gospel preaching church, if you're not a formal member, be one. If you are one and yet you're not committed as you ought to be committed because you need the church. You need it. And just like you need God's word, you need to be in prayer. You need your brothers and sisters linking arms with you in your walk with Christ and pursuing him. So show your love for Christ's bride. Show your love for Christ's body. He's our head. And show your love for the building that's being built up upon our cornerstone, Jesus Christ, by committing to church, a good gospel-preaching church, and following after Christ with brothers and sisters. Thanks. Have a great day.